Okay, I swear this is the last one. This is gonna, we're gonna nail it this time. Yes, we are. Yes, we are, aren't we? Aren't we, Panchita? We're gonna nail it this time. 22nd of October, 2018. It is the Six of Swords today. There's nothing more for me here. I must move on. There is something I find melancholy about this Six of Air, Libra, Gemini, and Aquarius. This isn't a particularly happy card, but it is a hopeful one, and one we should find encouraging. Home is always home, troubled as it may be. Here is a boat, itself an ancient symbol of transition, and a human stands at the stern with his or her back to us, pushing the boat away with a long pole like an Italian gondolier. Huddled low in the boat is a shrouded figure who is traditionally depicted as a woman, often with a child seated beside her. On this Morgan Greer card, we see only the one rather sad passenger draped in a blue shroud, oh God, so dark it looks almost black, indicating a darkened and dampened spirit. It's almost the same color as the choppy water they're steering out of, but we can see smooth, clean, aqua blue open water ahead. Perhaps this kind captain has saved this person or these people. Excuse me. Taking up a whole lot of space in the front of the boat are six tall swords stuck blade down, standing straight up like masts. The boat is heavy and only a few inches above the water. Swords are of the mind and can represent ideas. This human isn't understood at home, so he's off to find like minds somewhere else. This is a card of science. Not everybody gets your ideas, you know. This is all about finding peace and a place where we feel we are understood, where we harmonize with others who get us. Water in the tarot represents emotions, and it's plain they are moving on from stormy, volatile waters into calm and tranquility. But swords are double-edged, and hopefully this isn't mental baggage he's bringing along with him. As they say, no matter where you go, there you are. Right? Right, guys? I read this card recently, and in the spread, the passenger in the boat was in spirit, not a fleshy, which told me either someone was with the traveling human in spirit who was and is the inspiration and motivation for this somewhat painful but necessary journey. Yeah, that's I'm correcting this. Okay. Which told me someone was with the traveling human in spirit who was and is the inspiration and motivation for this somewhat painful but necessary journey. There we go. If this is your move, it's worth it. And good luck. Have a great day. Happy Monday. Bye.